Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Playlist Club. This is Brianna, along with
Mike Hang,
Sandy,
and Nancy.
In today's episode of Playlist Club, we'll be discussing some of our favorite releases. So without waiting any further, let's
start that playlist.
Okay, as I mentioned before, today's episode will be about some of our favorite new releases. New as in since our K-pop bops episode. So we've had the whole summer and maybe a few months. So what did you girls think about some of the songs that have been released recently? Any that have caught your attention? Does it match up to last year's vibe?
So living here in Korea, I'm going to be honest, I don't listen to K-pop.
What? You don't listen to K-pop there?
Okay, like
that's because it's already there.
Exactly. Like I think okay, so when I go to like Daiso and stuff, like you can hear stuff playing, right? Mm-hmm. Or like when you go to Seoul, but like here I don't even watch TV or listen to music. I just listen to my Spotify, like my own playlist. So that I'm not I don't like seek out it, but then like I think it's kinda like when you're here, you're just kinda like, okay, dude, I don't want to listen to it because it's everywhere too. But I listen it here and there, like whatever pops on my Spotify. Or like when I'm on YouTube, they're like, oh, listen to this song. I'm like, okay. Or like if I know that there's a good group coming out or like a comeback, I'm like, okay, I will listen to that. But what I've been hearing so far, I think it's all right.
Wait, Nancy, I have a question. Do you find yourself listening to more Hmong music then?
I listen to a lot of whatever is on my walk playlist, which is like
probably Thai.
Oh, K-pop. Yeah, there's a lot of Thai. There's a lot of Thai. And like honestly, I just created, well, I deleted my Hmong playlist, and then last week I was like, yo, I miss Hmong music. So I created another Hmong playlist, and I'm like, dude, this is hitting the spot. Like when you're here in a country that doesn't speak your language, like you're deprived of that language. And so that's why every time I call home, I try to speak Hmong. But it's kind of like what Woo Song said. Like you suck at both languages. Like suck at both. For him, English and Korean. Like
living in America. Yeah.
Like that. But like even being in a more secluded area where there's no Hmong people besides my friend who lives in Busan. Like, you're going to be deprived and you're going to suck at both languages. So.
Okay. And then a follow-up question. Is your Hanguk, is it still Hanguk Mula?
I understand a little bit. Like I learned bathroom, which is like Hwajeong. Like last week I met up with a friend and her sister and we went to an eyebrow shop because she was getting her eyebrows done. And she wasn't there, but I was there with her sister and the lady was like asking her about stuff. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know Korean. But she's like, doesn't need to watch them. I'm like, okay, I know that. Do you use the bathroom at all? So I think understanding is better than like actual speaking words. I'm still too shy. Like I tell my kids, try your best at English. But I think it also goes back to me, like try your best.
Applies
to me. But if anything, they're actively learning. I'm not. So But back to the episode. I don't really listen to K-pop songs, but what I've been hearing, I think it's all right. I don't want to be like negative Nancy or anything, but I just feel like every summer goes by, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm losing hope. I don't know. But it could be because of the new generation that I'm just not like vibing with. So.
For me, it's still a hit and miss. Like, just like any other time. Mm-hmm. Nothing new.
That's how I feel. It's slightly better than last year, but I feel like it's still...
Oh, I agree.
The music is still the same. Everybody's still doing, like, the same type of music concepts here and there. So, hit or miss, like Mike Hang said.
Still a lot of retro stuff going on, too.
I wonder if it's because we're aging that we're just not vibing with the music anymore.
I was thinking that.
Or if it's like the music isn't good.
I think it's both. I think it's both. Because like I mentioned about how I love my second gen and third gen. Like I think I'm still a little bit stuck with that because I really liked music back then because we were younger too. But like I think because we're aging and the new generation came out and it's kind of like, okay, do I graduate from this or can I still listen to this? Or like whatever your personal preference is. So I do still see myself listening to more band music though. Mm-hmm. And like anticipating band music more. So
Yeah, so it's definitely like a constant for you, huh? For band music in that regard. But we definitely had like, I feel like this past summer we had a lot of like legacy groups coming back, like EXO came back, Infinite came back, but we also had like solo debuts, some from like, we got some BTS solo debuts. Well, we can't talk about that. I don't know if any of you girls chose any of those songs, but there's just definitely a lot of variety, I feel like, this summer. So who wants to talk about like their favorite releases first?
So I picked two songs that came out in the last couple of weeks. The first song is Fast Forward by Somi, which is a weird pick for me. It's really unexpected.
I was shocked. I was like, Somi? Sandy? Fast Forward? I don't know, but I'll let you explain. I was a little shocked. I was like, I feel like this typically isn't Sandy's vibe. But I was like, maybe not.
And the controversy.
Yeah, I know. I just felt like you could see a little bit more of a mature side to her in the song. I mean, the concept she has still stays the same. But the music is, it's kind of unexpected for her too. But I mean, obviously, Teddy is the producer. So whatever he did with the music, it's catchy. I do love the dance a lot. I think that's also why it was such a song that I liked, because I appreciate the dance with it. Of course, they always slay. So,
were they the
And they're the dancers. If you look, they are the dancers. So I think they're the choreographers. But yeah, I love how this year we see more walking and like all of that coming in into a lot of choreography. So I loved that. The music video could have been a little bit better, in my opinion.
I agree.
Other than that, the song's good. It was just, I was like, I just love the chorus where they're dancing. It's something I could dance to, I guess.
It was very, and Nancy's words, TikTok-y.
Yes, it was.
Like, I can see it being like transplanted completely right into TikTok. And I feel like that may have been an intention, but then the song itself kind of gave me like Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, and a little bit of Beyonce vibes. Like just the strong song structure too. I was like, oh, this is very like Beyonce.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a song we could have put on like American radio.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Dua Lipa.
Because
I think that was the intention.
Yeah. Because like Somi, she's half, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you could, with her blonde hair, short, like, I was watching this, I'm like, is this Miley Cyrus first, second? But it was for sure, like, gave me Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus vibes of when that one phase that she was in. But honestly, although it was, in my words, TikTok-y, I actually really liked the song. Like, usually, I don't really listen to, like, girl solos or groups unless you're like super vocally like IU or something, but like I thought this song was really catchy, and I think it just reminds me that like although Somi, she's like one of the newer artists, or like not like IU generation, like she's a very good artist and singer, and she usually what she releases is pretty good and catchy. Like you guys mentioned, the MV was all right, but I think it was a good comeback for her. I don't know much about the controversy that's surrounding this, but I will have to look into it because I just learned of this controversy.
The second song I picked, I don't know if they actually debuted or not. Okay.
I don't think they did
yet. It's probably pre-release.
I think it's like the SM
movie. Yeah, so
they've been releasing.
The song is Siren, and it's released by Rise, which is the SM new boy group coming out. If you know NCT, the original NCT, they kicked out two people. They debuted two people into this group. So
Are you serious? That's so.
So Sunchan and Shotaro are re-debuting in this group called Rise. Mm-hmm. Rise? I don't even know how to pronounce this. I should have done my research. But the song was like NCT, but not NCT.
Yeah.
The song had a lot of high energy. And again, it comes back to the choreo because I love dance. I love seeing the choreography. I love the big movements they have. Like, it's very big movements. So it, like, fills up all the spaces and stuff. And they had really good footwork. I paid attention to that. But yeah, overall, like, the song was catchy. And I feel like I've liked every song called Siren. Like, whatever song has... it was their debut song called Siren 2. So I feel like if your title starts with Siren, there's a good chance I'll end up liking it for some reason.
Automatic, like...
It better be a Siren song.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it gave me NCT vibes without NCT.
I do think this group is going to be very, like,
performing. Yeah.
Because, I mean, Shotaro is already, like, already a really good dancer. Mm-hmm. And then based on the music video, or not even music video, the performance video, I'm going to say, like, it's definitely, like, who do, besides, like, this group, between the NCT universe, like, who do you guys think they would go head-to-head with? Because this is, a Korean boy group that they're going to be debuting, right?
Maybe Treasure?
I don't know about Treasure.
I feel like Treasure has different vibes based on whatever the Rise is.
Yeah, but I feel like Treasure has become more rap just because, you know, so many members have left. So you have to work with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, their dancing isn't as to par, but...
I don't know, because I feel like there hasn't been any, like, boy groups that have debuted in the recent years.
Is it Psychers? They have pretty good choreography based on what I've been seeing, you fellas.
Yeah, because like I just don't feel like there hasn't been a focus on like new boy groups
anymore. Yeah.
Like even with not to sidetrack us, but even with what is that show we watched?
Kingdom? Oh, Boys Planet.
Yes, it's the Boys Planet. I'm like, what's that? Boys Planet, even like their album, I don't know if it did well or not.
It did go.
Zero Base One.
Yeah, Zero Base One. Oh, did it? But I don't know, like when I watched the music video, I didn't like it.
I don't know
if we talked about this, but I didn't like it. But I was just like, huh? Like it just didn't wow me like I thought it would with like X1, Flash, or
101. Yeah.
101. Like,
it was
subtle. Like you can't compare them because they're not
They're not comparable.
Series, but it was just too. It was just too subtle. Like it just wasn't like, wow, summer song, you know?
It's because it was more subtle. And also the dance was kind of funny.
I don't know. It like, no offense, Zero Base One fans. Sorry, but it just, I don't think it was the debut song for us.
If Andrea hears this, I apologize on behalf of Playlist Club because they're quite popular here.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're popular.
Yeah.
They're popular here. Like it's Boys Planet. I know, but thing.
Yeah.
Like I'll be in the subway and their posters are like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. They like market them everywhere because it's Mnet.
Yeah.
So that's why they're so popular, even with like the other groups. Like X1 would have been really big too.
I feel like the song that they released is never the
Yeah, but
song.
The members are popular.
So. But it's so like it just. I don't know.
So are you saying you just know. Wish
maybe
it was
maybe
more,
I need to check out their other albums?
You wish it was more like an oomph to it.
I wish it would have been more energy.
Yeah, they didn't do the vocalists and the rappers.
Justice,
they didn't do anything
with
Justice.
Oh. Like there just wasn't like energy, and even like the music video. Oh my god, this is a Zero Base One hate podcast. But it's just like even everything was really soft. And I don't know. Anyways, going back to
like, even if it was soft though, like the melody just isn't there, you know.
Brianna, so basically, Brianna didn't like it.
Yeah,
I mean, I already said it. I didn't like it, but I don't know. Anyways, going back to
if Rye sticks to this performance, like the music for this, I think they could get big because it's so energetic, is what we've been waiting for, because I feel like every boy group for some reason has not done anything energetic.
With what's been coming out, but at the same time, I'm looking for something different from SM, though. You know?
Yeah. Because they're all doing the same thing. That's how I feel about SM. Yeah. Like, when I heard this song, I'm like, yo, this is SM. Like, even the carpet in there, I'm like, yo, this was like birthday
song or something. We're just saying, genie. Bring back the storylines. That's all we need. Bring back the storylines.
Oh, the bad storylines.
What did pop in my head, though, when I was listening to this, I'm like, dude, this is giving me H.O.T. Warriors Descent vibes. Like, just the bass in the back. I'm like, okay, this is definitely an SM.
Yeah.
Okay. This is totally SM right here. So, okay. I don't prefer SM, but, like, I'm excited to see more stuff from this group. Yeah. So.
But yeah, hopefully. So again, my picks were Fast Forward by Somi and Siren by Rise.
It definitely, I guess with you saying like it's dance based and why you chose it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So first off, I will start off with what just came out, which is Peanut Butter and Tears DPR Ian. He just came out with his comeback, and honestly, like, when I went to his concert with DPR Live, I went in as DPR Live. I came back with DPR Ian.
That's fine. That was
And this was, like, the same exact kind of, like, vibe and sound that he was, like, putting out when he was going on tour and stuff. So I was like, all right. This is gonna hit. Like, if I was to go to a concert and this song plays, like, I just know how it's gonna be like, and I would vibe with it. So I didn't really understand some of the lyrics, but was
it all in English?
It was. But you know how like he like elongates everything and it's very like translucent kind of thing. So like sometimes you can't really understand it. And plus, he's Australian, you know. Just kidding.
Oh, yo, the accent. So much better.
We love your accent.
Better than American accent.
It's so funny because in my notes I put like, this is definitely a DPR Ian sound. Like, it just it's his music. But you know what? He always puts out good music, and the music video is always chef's kiss. It's always so good. But I mean, they were a company that made a lot of the music videos, so
I thought the title was interesting.
So no surprise.
I thought the title was interesting.
I know.
I was like, peanut butter. I do like peanut butter, but
that's why I was like confused. Like, why did he choose Peanut Butter and Tears? I didn't actually go and read the lyrics or anything. I was just listening to him. Like, all right.
He has a thing with food, though. Like,
he does like blueberry. And then up next, I have The Rose. And for this particular song, I even messaged the girls. I was like, I like it, but I don't know if you guys feel. And I still don't know if you guys do, but Alive by The Rose. I cannot wait to go see them perform this song. Just because, it's good, and then it hits you really hard. I was like, yes, this is it.
I
feel like
this is, I can't say the same.
Definitely more of a rock.
I can't say that.
So it was definitely a heavier on the rock side this time around. This is not the Rose podcast, because I feel like we talk about The Rose like very often. But McKang, apologies, because when we were leaving Lollapalooza, they perform a lot.
I know.
I was like, oh no.
I was like,
wait, y'all didn't stay for the whole thing?
No. Because we're trying to get to the subway before like it started to get packed.
Oh yeah, that's
because we were not gonna wait 45 minutes just to get on.
No.
Yes.
So it's okay. We heard little bits as we were leaving. But yeah, it's amazing live, though, because as they were playing, I was like, oh my god, it's so good.
I know, that's why I was like, you just know it would be good, because if they were playing that live,
it's good. I know,
it'd be nice to be in America right now.
Can't wait for them in October. Nancy, you can always fly back.
No, I'm not flying back. Oh gosh.
And I actually like this one come more
back,
than
Back to Me.
The come other one. Me. Yeah, Come Back to Me. Yeah.
Girl.
Come Back to Me. I felt like it didn't fit Woosung as much for his vocals. And
what?
Then for yeah, because like he was trying to have that rock sound, right? Like he's really pushing his vocals, but then you know his vocals are raspy and it like he likes to do that soft kind of thing. So I was just like, ooh, this is when I first heard it, I did kind of like it, but at the same time, I was like, this doesn't really fit his vocals. So,
my king.
Overall,
you're going to change your mind when you hear it live because I think it's so good live.
I hope so.
Everybody was.
Ooh. No, I like the song. I like the song. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if, like, I like it for him.
You're going to like it.
I felt like it was perfect. Yeah. I thought it was, like, perfect. Cause
yeah, but he still kept his vocals that he, like, the way he actually
I think he just have a raspier, softer voice. Mm-hmm. But, like, you could really. Okay, so, like, I thought I like Come Back to Me more than Alive. Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt like. But I like The Rose, period. But, like, I just feel like Come Back to Me really have. Because, like, they just released
it's,
their.
It's Back to Me.
Yeah, Back to Me. They just released their album, which. The Sour album, right? Which is, I think, a lot more soft.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming back with, like, a rock, hard soft, I'm like, yo, I miss this. Like,
yeah,
I miss this of The Rose. Like, if we're thinking about The Rose.
No, no, they never really did songs like this.
Yeah, exactly. Era.
I was like, this is new for them.
Which I loved. I'm like, yo, keep them coming.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could just really see how, I guess, like, diverse. And, like, how they could do a lot of different styles. Yeah. And it was good. I liked it.
Versatility, for sure, yeah.
I think whatever The Rose released recently, like, I like it. I'm sad. I really hope that they have a tour in Korea, specifically in my hometown.
I hope so.
Just kidding. They don't.
Wow.
You'll miss it. You're not nice. Like, I feel like, because, like, I've been looking at their tour stuff. Yeah. They had, like, a tour in Seoul, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, otherwise, if y'all go to Thailand, I guess.
They're going to come.
Yeah. That, like, come. I'm thinking it's going to be, like, one of their last pit stop or, like, the first pit stop for the Asian
finale.
But I'm surprised at how big. I'm not surprised, but I'm just like wowed by the fandom size now.
Yes.
It's like, dang.
I was telling Brianna that. I was like, it doubled its size.
Yeah, because I was double, like, the Armory? Yeah, they're going to play at the Armory?
Double the price, too.
The price is ridiculous.
For real. I was like, I'm glad I got to see them at the price that we got them at, and we had, like, good seating.
Yeah, it was a good
set. I was
like,
I don't mind getting
like, when we first went, when The Rose first came out, it was $35 for our ticket, okay? And to and then.
And you
then
just didn't want to go up
my
close.
King, when you and I went, I think it was
short.
Like, what was it like, what, $50?
Almost 100.
When you and I went, and then now it's like, don't even want to talk about their VVIP.
We don't want to talk about $1,500. I will talk about it. $1,500 for a meet and greet. Not even a meet and greet. I don't know what you were thinking. We are not haters. Yeah. We love The Rose at this podcast. But you are out of your mind.
That's your plane ticket to Korea.
Honestly, it's not that bad, though. Like, from abroad,
but can you get it?
And the stuff you guys get. Oh my, nah, bro.
I'm thinking about BTS ticket, okay? And it's not even that much.
Wait, how much are we talking about? I thought you said
VIP was like $1,500.
Oh, shit, $1,500.
Yeah. But they deserve it. Like,
yeah, it's $1,500.
Yeah.
I was thinking of
$1,500. That $150 was when the first concert he went to, my king.
Okay. This is why I don't like to say hundreds. I like to say 1,500.
Are we gonna walk back and then? Not
yes. All right.
My day.
Okay. Enough of.
Do you have any other? You wouldn't even spend. But can you wouldn't even spend 200 on BTS?
I was like trying to see if they have an album for Nancy Goodbye, but it seems like it's not an album. It seems like it's just a single release.
It's just a single.
Anyways, I do have another group I want to talk about.
I'm scared. Can you sing their favorite song?
The one and only.
Wait, what's your favorite song by them?
Infinite. What's my favorite song by them? There's a lot. But for this song that they just came back with, it's called New Emotions. And Songju, their leader, has finally made a company for them called Infinite Company. It was a group decision. Like, they were, like, asking, like, what name they should call the company. And then they're just like, just call Infinite Company. And then Sonyeo was like, that is so lame.
It's so basic.
But they went with it because, you know.
But I guess they're the brand.
They didn't put too much.
They're the brand of the company, and they're the owners of the company, so.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. It's like us doing a company, and we're like, Playlist Club Company.
Pretty much. But yeah, they just came back. I'm not gonna say I love that song, because I don't. But I do like it. It's not like I don't. But I like how like they do more of a subtle, like laid back, and they go into the lower tones. Because then it kind of, I feel like it fits better for the other members that can't sing too high. Yeah.
They know themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think they always knew, but the company be like, no. So now that they can make the decisions, you know, I feel like it just fits them a little bit more. And it does give them more of that mature vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, they are all, like, men. They're done with the military services and stuff. Yeah. So I think it was a good comeback for them. But honestly, it didn't even hit the 3-minute mark.
Oh, was it a short song too?
It was like 2:50 something.
3 minutes is average for songs.
I was like, yeah, they didn't even have a bridge. Yep. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I think if they had a bridge, it would have like escalated this to be a better song. But yeah, they didn't. Definitely. They just like skipped that. I was like, "What?"
So here's the thing. It's like, are they trying to market to the younger people?
Yeah,
but it's like, no offense, Infinite, but you already have an established fan base, so like, cater to them, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. It could be money thing too. You know, like, they're paying for everything themselves. You know, so
okay, but then their suit jackets outfits were way too loose. I was like,
YGK, my suits were loose. Okay,
I was looking at Elle's outfit, nail suit. Does he go?
I like his trench coat.
It was nice, but I'm like, it's so loose.
It looks nice.
I don't know. It's just me, but they had a lot of like hand touching face
choreography emotions. I don't know.
It was nice though. It was just nice to see them like
be back,
release music again. Yeah. Even though it isn't everyone. Yeah. But it was nice.
I do like the different creative direction from how they chose to do it compared to how it would have been done with Wom. But at the same time, I see similarities. And I was just like,
no, I think they're still trying to keep some of the Infinite stuff, which I really hope they do because like they were distinct from other group because of their sound. I don't know if synchronization is still there, but like if it's still there, like great.
It's still there.
Great.
It's still there. But it's not like aggressive synchronization. But like one thing I hate the most, and I see it in like so many music videos, is them just running. And I saw a lot here.
They had a lot of running
scenes. I know, and I hated that.
On the rooftop in the steam.
They're trying to show off.
They like use the camera work and stuff compared to how it would have been done in and they were using flashlights. I'm just like, oh
hey,
God,
did this in Mulan too. They're working on a budget.
Yeah, McKay.
You're the one who said they had a budget.
Yeah.
I know. But they could have been a different storyline. I just didn't understand the storyline. I was just like,
if anything,
stop trying to look pretty.
If anything, let's just be happy that they're back. And they're probably going to do more stuff. And going back to Brianna, when she mentioned about the fan base, like, it's true. Like, all those people that were fans, were in spirits, like, they're coming out. And I can attest to this because Homegirl tried getting a concert ticket, but both days are sold out. Like, I'm not going.
They have money to spend.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, I was looking at their live broadcast, and they were, like, almost in there with the kids.
Seriously, though.
That would have been
Like, oh, my God.
Our age is showing.
I went.
No, they were like, our age and stuff. Yeah. I was like.
I went into the attitude of like, I could get a ticket. Nope. 30 minutes in, sold out. I'm like, dang it.
I was like, it's infinite. I'm not surprised. But all right, that's all I have.
I can go next. My first song is, I don't know if you girls like this song or not, but it was very summery. And it just hit the spot because I'm like, I haven't really seen a lot of music videos that was just like summer. Yep. And it was Lip Gloss by The Boys, of course. The Boys. It was just a very fun summer song, and like, and it's a boy group summer song, and it was just a lot of fun. The choreo was cute. The music video concept is cute. I wish they would have used an Asian girl. No offense to the white chick in there. But I wish they would have used, well, that's not related, but it's just super cute. And the music video was longer than like 4 minutes. It was a whopping 6 minutes.
Wow.
And it just, wow. I just had to say something.
But it was just a really fun song. And I don't think like there was much, I don't want to say depth, but it was just a fun summer song. And I think that's something that I felt was missing a bit this summer, or at least music I haven't heard a lot. So I loved it. Cute, looks super cute. And I don't know what, well, I don't know, what you girls think?
I said, so I don't listen to The Boys very often. Their music just is not my vibes. But I do agree with you. It is, I feel like they're the only boy group that has been doing summer justice, because last year they put out Through a Ride, and it was very the summer. Ride, yeah. And so I feel like they're doing amazing with like matching the season they're in with the music videos and the music they're putting out. I just didn't like the song as much. But again, I don't listen to The Boys that often, and it's just, the music has just never resonated with me.
Yeah, my first listen, I actually, it reminded me of Thriller Ride, which I really liked, but I didn't like the song. And I was like, why Lip Gloss? Why? But otherwise, like, it was like, if you just listen to the background music, it was nice.
I'm not a The Boys fan or a big, huge listener. But this is actually on my list of the songs I actually like, because I think it's catchy. It's like, I think it's a fun song. And if you, on my way to work, Bri and I were listening to it, and I was like making comments. I'm like, oh, glitter on the lips. What were they doing? And there was like a part in the song, but like lips on lips or something. I'm like, Bri, what are they doing?
Yeah, he wants to kiss
you. Yeah, yeah. But I thought the song was catchy. It was, I liked it. And like, I think they for sure like nailed the summer vibe songs, which is good, because usually you have like Sistar being the queen of summer hits, but like, it was okay. I mean, like, there's nothing, there hasn't been much. So I think this is a good summer song. And I like it.
Like in between?
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Will you be listening on your way home from work?
I don't think I'll add it into my playlist, but like, my playlist, like my walk playlist, is like songs. Like, it has to be like really good for me to add it. So, like, I have songs in there that's been there for like 3-4 years. So,
yeah. But you brought up Queens of the Summer, and I think this next girl group may have the title. Maybe it's not summer themed. But I have New Jeans, Super Shy. Definitely a huge bop for me. I freaking loved it from the first listen. And like, the dance was on point. The song was on point. I just wish it was a little bit longer. Give us more Adore. These girls can sing. They can dance. Give us a bit more. But it was just like, again, it's a summer song. And like, it's really reflected in the concept. I thought the concept was super cute too, with them like going through different sets, and like, you could tell, like, I watched the behind for the music video filming, and like, they put in a lot of effort. Like, they had some of the background actors, people in the back, was like actors for the music videos. So like, it's definitely very like detailed, and the dance is fun. Of course,
we have the, is it Black Cute? Is
that yes.
Yes, of course. We have him doing the choreography once again, and he killed it. I don't think I've seen really awesome whacking besides this year at least. And it's just a fun little dance. I can kind of do it. I'm not good at it, but I can kind of do it. So I freaking love this song. I didn't like their other songs as much. But definitely Super Shy is on my playlist and has been playing on repeat this whole, ever since it's been released.
Yep.
Out of all the songs that they released recently, I would say this one's the best song. I think I have a love-hate relationship with it because I like, or a phase, okay? When I first heard it, I'm like, it's all right. And then after listening to it and after my students oh, we want to listen to Super Shy, I'm like, okay. Oh, okay, it's not bad. And now I'm just I think I'm over the song. Because, again, when you're here, you just
hear it all the time.
So much. And I'm just yo, can y'all, plug in my Mo music or something? But, yeah, I think I just, okay, the choreo I thought was good and everything. I'm just, when y'all told me that it was wacky, I was like, where? No. it's not super wacky whacking, how Brianna would whack. But oh, I thought you do. I thought you knew. You always try at home. But anyways, it's a joke. It's catchy. I'm not gonna lie, it's catchy.
My students
sing it all the time. I'm over the
their
song.
Their last year's stuff. I definitely last year's stuff a little bit more. This year, just not hitting me the same. And also, I feel like this whole album was all marketing or advertising for other things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Each song was an ad used for an ad for something. They did the Powerpuff Girls, and then they had Verizon, was it? Or AT&T.
Ads, right?
No, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be an Apple, but then wasn't it towards
Apple. What's your ETA?
They have Verizon. Verizon
in an Apple commercial. It's an Apple commercial for an iPhone.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it had other stuff too, but anyway.
No, it was it's for iPhone. No, that was an Apple ad.
Oh, that was Goldie. Well, SKT, KT,
LG. You have to go listen to Who With You or Get Up.
No, I went to go listen to everything
already. Oh, you didn't like any of them? No. Okay, because I feel like those other two were a bit more R&B.
Yeah, you might like those. Oh. Yeah.
I still like...
Yeah, but those were my two songs of, honestly, the summer. Lip Gloss by The Boys and Super Shy by New Jeans. I don't know. I think when I look at these two songs, it's just pure summer.
So. Yeah. They seem like they all had fun. They were all in, shorts and stuff.
All right, my turn. Okay, so earlier you talked about Infinite. I'm going to specifically zoom in on one of the members, a.k.a. the leader, Kim Sung-kyu. His song is called Small Talk, and I actually really like that song. I think it's a good, fun song, and I really enjoy the MV because he kind of looked like a lunatic in there talking to himself, and people are just looking yo, you're weird.
Oh, yeah.
But I really enjoyed it, and I'm comparing it to his other songs that he released when he was still with Willem. I'm like, this is really different, so I personally liked it. I enjoyed it. I think I would probably add it into my playlist because I really liked it. And I'm still in my phase where if you're really good vocally, that I really, really like it. And Kim Sung-kyu's voice, he has great vocals. And so I'm like, yo, this is really good. I don't know if y'all listened to it. What you guys think of the song?
I like the music video. I thought it was really cute.
Yep.
I was like, damn, even Sungkyu's doing a TikTok dance. Because the little dance thing was this looks like something that's going to be something on TikTok.
Yeah.
But it was a good song. I think it wasn't as hard for him vocally as like what he's done in the past, I think. But I think it's just a good reintroduction to him too, and trendy, I guess. Hopefully he, I don't know if he released a, did he release an album with this?
I don't think
so. Is it just a single? But I mean, hopefully in the future he does something a bit more like vocally challenging or interesting. The song was fun. I like I said, I really like the music video. And it's exciting to see what they do with this Infinite company, especially now that they have the freedom to do what they want.
Well, he's still in his dependent company too. No, he's with a different
company. I didn't know that.
But Infinite company is solely for Infinite. As a group.
But they still have like big boss for, powers. Yeah. So
independent artists. Yes.
Yeah.
I did like the song. Actually, my first listen, I didn't like it. I listened to it again. I was like, no, it's not bad. Like, it's different for him. And it is quite catchy. I just, I repeatedly listened to it. It's just, it was like some parts of the song I didn't like, but like a lot of the song I did like.
My notes were, this song is better than Infinite's combo.
yes. I agree. That I didn't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but I agree.
That was my notes. But I thought, this is a song I feel like I could drive and listen to.
Yeah.
So it will be going on my driving, my car playlist.
I think kind of like what Bree said, like I'm waiting for something to be more vocally challenging for him. I don't want to compare him to Unkwan, but like, I feel like Unkwan has a lot of these vocally challenged songs. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Sungkyu, I know you have potential, and I really want to see you do something even bigger in the future. So I'm excited for him and his group to see what they're doing. And then the second song, I technically have three, but we could talk about the third one later. But for the second one, okay, so again, if y'all have good vocals, I'ma like you, okay? Like, this group, their vocals are amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. They're just a lot of the songs they've been doing, I'm just like, yo, I love this. But it is Save Me, Kill Me. Is it CIX? Yes. Right? Okay, yes. I'm like, it's either Six or CIX. But yeah, Save Me, Kill Me by CIX. I really like the song, mainly because the vocals were amazing in here. You can really see how they use their vocals, because like the older songs that they've been releasing, like let's go back to like Cinema, okay? Like it's more cute. Mm-hmm. And then they have Wave, which is like more cute, but now you have more like a, it's not necessarily dark, but I think it's more darker than those two summery cuter songs. And maybe because I'm working here in a Korean school too, but like the MV, like definitely scream school and everything, so like you could kind of like just putting all those pieces together, I'm like, dang, this is like a super good song. I really like it. I like everything about it, especially the chorus. Mm-hmm. So
you know, like CIX, they never like miss with their releases, in my opinion. Yeah. I just think they're so good.
Yeah,
like their releases are always like done well, I feel like. And like the Chubbukyo members, all their members are like super good. And like, I don't know, I'm just surprised they're not as popular as they could be.
Yeah, right? Like, I agree. Because I'm like, they're so good, but they're not, like the popular groups were like super trending or everything. Yeah. I think it's definitely more like I feel like their vocals are a lot more mature.
Yeah.
So it might be for like older people, but I think that they deserve more popularity than like where they're at.
So. I agree. I feel like their vocals are more mature. If I remember correctly, I was like, whoa, do their vocals get more mature when I listen to it? But I can't remember their other releases. But at the same time, like, I think from the perspective you guys were talking about, why aren't they as popular as they could be? Could probably be because they're not like going with the trend, you know? With like the sound,
they have that guy who was super popular. Was it during which produce season?
101.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you're going to do well. I mean, look at the one that got number one from Produce.
Candeño?
It was the other guy, wasn't it?
Candeño's number one.
Who was, number two then? Number two didn't do too
well. Park Ji-hoon.
No, isn't he acting?
But he's an actor. He's a famous too. Actor. He makes a lot
of money. Yeah, but his music, acting. Though, isn't doing so well.
Yeah, his music is good, too, good. Have you listened to it?
Only his,
it's
like,
not bad.
Mom, but, yeah, like, when he first came out as an artist, like, yeah. It was not.
It's like my King Kanye was doing super well.
But at the same time.
He's sorry,
I forgot that
Kanye
got there. I was talking about
like
Park Ji-hoon. I was thinking of Park Ji-hoon, okay?
I know, it's like, my King, you like Kanye, what?
But not yet.
I don't listen to, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Sandy.
Yeah, no, I don't listen to them very often, but this song was not bad. And I feel like their music video felt like second gen music video. Like there was a storyline, which I was like, I don't know if the storyline makes sense to me, but there was a storyline.
Yeah. I know, it's like, yo, I like storylines. If y'all could add good music over a storyline, that's good. Like, what is it? 2 AM, I did wrong.
Yeah.
And like, BTS, Boy in Love, You Kiss 330330, like, give me good vocals, good storyline, and I would like it. So, and one of the rappers or something like that, his rapping voice reminds me of RM.
Isn't it just Byung?
Like, I don't know. I was listening to him, like,
I think his name is BX, the rapper.
I don't know the members. I just like to listen to the music. But then I was just saying, I'm like, whoa, hold up. Is this Ariana's voice? It's a good song. Like, this song is already in my playlist.
Dang. You must really like it then.
Yeah, but that's all I have for my two new releases song that I really enjoy. Well, this one technically came out like 2 months ago, so like before the bops. But because I missed the episode, I'm like, yo, I need to talk about this song.
Valid, definitely valid. So there you have it. Those are our released or favorite songs based on new releases, quote unquote. And we hope we all enjoyed hearing our thoughts and opinions on some of the new music. And maybe you discovered a new one that you wanted to add to your playlist, like Super Shy, maybe. But let us know what your favorite tracks have been by commenting on our Instagram at playlist.club. Also, if you have any topics that you want to talk about or you want us to debate or discuss, let us know by sending us a DM. We always appreciate your feedback and for tuning in. But before we leave for this week's song recommendation, we've kind of been talking about this group and kind of talking about this song, but the song is Back to Me by The Rose. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. It's definitely a song that just is so good live, and The Rose is so good live, and you will be seeing us at the Minneapolis stop at the Armory. But if you want to come talk to us about The Rose, we are always happy to do so. Yeah, so come by, come say hi to us. We'd love to say hi to you. Like always, make sure you hit like, follow, or subscribe on your preferred podcast platform so you know when our next episode drops. If you'd like to talk to us or just want more information, definitely head on over to our Instagram at playlist.club. As always, thank you for joining us at the Playlist Club.
Bye. Bye.